From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. It's been 6 months since the Russian gas monopoly Gazprom seized control of Russia's independent television network, NTV. Since then, many NTV journalists left and made a new home for themselves at a much smaller channel, TV6. But TV6 now faces its own troubles. A Russian court has ordered the channel shut down at the request of one of its shareholders, Lukoil, a Russian oil company with close ties to the Kremlin. From Moscow, Eric Engelman reports.
In just a few months, the once-obscure TV6 has emerged as one of the top channels in Moscow today. With new studios, new graphics, and new shows, its ratings have increased dramatically. The innovations are largely the work of former NTV staff members who took up key positions at TV6 this spring. But just as the channel begins to enjoy success, a lawsuit is threatening to put it out of business. For the NTV refugees, the situation is all too familiar.
I don't have the slightest shade of doubt that this is a politically motivated case.
Yevgeny Kiselyov was a top anchor at NTV. He moved to TV6 and became its general manager this May.
Immediately after my appointment as the new head of TV6, Lukoil started this case against us with an aim to close the company down completely.
Like Gazprom, Lukoil is one of Russia's biggest energy companies with close ties to the Kremlin. Through its pension fund, it owns a 15% stake in TV6, and it's suing to shut the channel down because of poor financial performance. Lukoil lawyers base their case on a rarely enforced Russian law. It allows any shareholder to ask a court to liquidate a company that fails to make a profit for 2 years in a row. TV6, like many other channels, did incur losses after Russia's 1998 financial crisis, but TV6 managers now insist they're turning things around. Advertising revenue, they say, has doubled in the past few months. Still, Moscow's arbitration court, which is hearing the case, ruled that only end-of-the-year financial reports are valid, meaning TV6 has no way to prove it's making money. Yesterday, an appeals court upheld that decision and ordered the channel shut down. Alexander Kozhumyakin is a Lukoil official monitoring the case.
We are satisfied with the court's decision. In our view, the court made a fair decision in accordance with the law. I remind you that the appeal court's ruling goes into effect immediately.
Businessman Boris Berezovsky, who owns an estimated 75% of the channel, has had little to say about the matter. Like NTV founder Vladimir Gusinsky, he fell out of favor with President Putin, is under investigation for fraud charges, and now lives abroad. So far, the TV6 case is drawing far less attention than the battle over NTV. That's in part because of timing. The war in Afghanistan has crowded out many other stories. But longtime advocates of press freedom say many people who fought in vain to preserve NTV's independence now feel it's useless to try again. Alexei Simonov is president of the Glasnost Defense Fund.
I think that the audience is so sick and tired of the whole situation that it won't be able to support the case of TV6 as it did support the case of NTV, which postponed the ruining of NTV for several months.
TV6 has 6 months to appeal and says it will do so. But after yesterday's decision, Russia's press minister has the power to revoke the channel's broadcasting license. If that happens, the last channel that consistently voices criticism of President Putin and the Kremlin will be silent. For NPR News, I'm Eric Engelman in Moscow.